Welcome back. Well, manufacturing meltdowns are hitting the U.S. heartland as the semiconductor and supply chain disruptions extend into agricultural components. Here to discuss the implications is Greg Tournman, ATCO VP of Global Materials. Thank you so much for being here with us, sir. Take us through the process of how chip shortages are now trickling down into the agricultural parts like tires, and just how dire is the situation?
Well, it's very challenging, Karina. So for us, the planning of these critical components starts many months in advance. And with that, the planning and execution between the time we order and the time we receive is very, very important for us to understand. And in between, those things that happen from a supply chain disruption happened quickly, and we need to be on top of that. What we've found over the last several months is that that fragility of that information flow and the ability for the chip suppliers to execute is getting to be more and more challenging by the week. As a result of that, we're having to take desperate actions to ensure that our products are able to be produced to support our end customers, which are in need of our products across the globe.
And how much of this is influencing the price of the end products here, commodities, grains, whatever is being grown in the ground and harvested? How is this being translated into prices that the consumer may eventually be having to shell out for?
That's a long answer, Jared. And within that, what we're trying to do is protect the interest of our end customer, the farmer, and the subsequent food chain supply. Along the lines of that, we're doing everything that we can to ensure that the prices that we've committed to provide our products to our customers are maintained. With that, over the course of time, we have seen some inflation across a various range of commodities, and we're doing our best to try to maintain that to the minimal amount of possible cost being passed on to the customer.
And what are farmers having to do to sort of try and compensate for not being able to access these parts? I think I read that they're heading out and buying, you know, new pieces of equipment just for the parts. Is that the case?
There's all kinds of activities that are going on. But I can share with you one thing within AGCO, and our best interests are looking out for our farmer customers that are using our products to support the food chain. And we do a number of things to protect their interests, including if we have a customer in the field needing a product, we will take that off of a product going down our assembly line every single time to take care of our customers. In addition to that, we're stocking up on incremental amounts of safety stocks where we need to, particularly in support of the harvest season where we know our customers are in need of us most.
I'm wondering, when you have conversations with your customers, what's the pulse? What's their temperature? I'm sure there's some frustration in not being able to get equipment repaired and get crucial supplies. But I'm just wondering, overall, how have they fared over the pandemic?
For our customer base, we've been able to maintain our fill rates. And what we define as fill rates is the ability for us to ship on time to our customer needs. And with that, we're doing our utmost to maintain the same level of service that we had prior to the global supply chain occurring. And with that, we've taken extra measures, as I mentioned, to protect our customers' interests. And with that, in some cases, having our dealerships stocking up higher levels of component inventory in order to protect that end customer. That has a downstream effect on actions that we are taking in terms of the stocking levels that we have, the raw materials that our supply chain has across the network, again, in support of that customer in the field.
And sir, what is the outlook? When does it start to resolve itself? What are the lead times like now, and when do we start to see those easing up?
Well, that lead time is a crazy question that we've seen a wide range of activities on over the last several months. And with that, whether it's steel, whether it's plastics, whether that's semiconductors, or the sheer manufacturing aspects of it, we are planning in our systems, providing our supply network more visibility along the chain to allow them to better plan, to better execute, that then enables their performance to be in support of what our needs are, again, supporting the end customer in the field in the case of the aftermarket needs, and in the case of the new product builds, our assembly plant needs.
All right, we will have to leave it there. Greg Tournman, ATCO VP of Global Materials, thank you so much for your time.